Friendly Manitoba is asking, if a TV has 120 native hertz, 120 hertz, is there any reason to turn on Samsung's Clear Motion? Now, this gets into a little bit of an issue with what manufacturers call their controls. And they sometimes change the name of their controls as they go. You're about to go up to Samsung tomorrow to visit their facilities. You might be able to update this for us. As I recall, Clear Motion is their backlight scanning technology, which is different from their frame interpolation control, which is called Auto Motion Plus. Now, you've had some LCD TVs in your studio. What do you think of frame interpolation versus backlight scanning?
I like backlight scanning. You know, it is what you want to turn on. For example, if you're going to watch sports content and you want the ball to not turn into a blurry little fuzzy dot, on LCDs. Now, frame interpolation is certainly that's the controversial topic. It's what people refer to as the soap opera effect.
That's what it causes as a side effect. Yeah.
Yes, and it looks to many people like a homemade video shot on a camcorder, or of course, mm-hmm. like a soap opera. Well, you know, I wish that films were made in a higher frame rate, but it's a false promise. You know, it's a saccharine effect. It doesn't come across as authentic when I look at it. And yet at sometimes I'm just like, you know, it's nice how the camera can pan, you know, smoothly and not have judder, which is also a distracting effect. It's just that, you know, the juddery effect of let's say a movie that's not being interpolated up to a higher frame rate. That's just called director's intent, or at least a limitation that the director worked with. So I avoid it. I don't use it, but I understand what it's trying to make up for.
Right. But you do use backlight scanning.
Yes,
if it was available, which would clear up some motion blur in an LCD TV by turning off the backlight periodically during each frame. Sometimes they scan it, you know, they scan a black line or bar, horizontal bar from the top to the bottom. It depends. Each manufacturer has a slightly different implementation of that, but I'm pretty sure that's what Clear Motion is in the Samsungs. Earlier, Samsungs called it LED Motion Plus, so it's pretty confusing there. But in terms of 120 native hertz, I would not turn on backlight or frame interpolation. I agree with Mark on that. But backlight scanning, I think does work very well.